Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, October 23, 2020. Fiscal Year 2020 Department Requests, Transportation, Infrastructure, and Capitals Appropriations Subcommittee. Fiscal Year 2022 Department of Transportation Requests. The Department of Transportation, DOT, is requesting a total of $398.1 million in appropriations from the Road Use Tax Fund, RUTF, and the Primary Road Fund, PRF, for Fiscal Year 2022, as presented in the table that accompanies this fiscal update article. This is a decrease of $2.8 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. The department is requesting a net decrease of $281,000 in funding for operations compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Changes to operations funding include an increase of $4.1 million for the Highway Division. This increase includes an increase in salaries for 9 new FTE positions, an increase in monthly life cycle depreciation, the purchase of additional equipment, an updated replacement schedule for snow removal equipment, and additional safety equipment. This increase in FTE positions is the second year of the DOT's 5-year plan to increase FTE positions by 9 per year until fiscal year 2025, when the total increase will be 45. A decrease of $2.3 million for inventory and equipment after updating calculations on the replacement line of heavy-duty equipment. A decrease of $1.7 million for deferred facility maintenance. This appropriation was requested individually for fiscal year 2022, but was combined with a new appropriation discussed in the capitals section. A decrease of $762,000 in DOT workers' compensation due to a decrease in fees for fiscal year 2022 and 2023. An increase of $377,000 for DAS personnel and utility services due to an increase in fees. A decrease of $242,000 for transportation maps. Funding is not needed for fiscal year 2022 or 2023 as maps are printed biannually. An increase of $150,000 for rest area facility maintenance. The department is requesting a net decrease of $2.5 million for capital appropriations compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Changes to capital appropriations include a decrease of $11.3 million for the Ames Administration Building. This was a one-time appropriation for building repairs in fiscal year 2021. An increase of $5.3 million for facility major maintenance and enhancements, an increase of $4.7 million for routine maintenance and preservation, and an increase of $400,000 for motor vehicle enforcement field facility maintenances. These are new appropriations to prolong the useful life of various facilities and infrastructure. A decrease of $700,000 for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC improvements, a decrease of $500,000 for garage roofing projects, and a decrease of $150,000 for Americans with Disability Act improvements. These appropriations were not requested individually, but were combined in the appropriations aforementioned. A decrease of $400,000 for utility improvements, and an increase of $100,000 for scale and motor vehicle division facilities maintenance. The department is requesting 2,748 full-time equivalent FTE positions for fiscal year 2022, which is an increase of 9 FTE positions compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. The increase is being requested for the Highway Division. Fiscal Year 2022 Infrastructure Department Requests. Departments are requesting a total of $254.8 million for fiscal year 2022. Of the total, $234.9 million is requested from the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, RIIF, and $20 million is requested from the Technology Reinvestment Fund, TRF. These totals do not include a standing appropriation of $42 million to the Environmental First Fund. Fiscal year 2022 budget requests by department in millions. Total requests over $1.5 million. Regents, $97 million. DOC, $39 million. DAS, $22 million. DHS, $18 million. DCA, $15 million. DNR, $12.1 million. DOT, $8.9 million. EDA, $7.5 million. DPD, $6.6 million. DE, $5.3 million. IDALS, $5 million. DPS, $4.8 million. DOR, $4.1 million. IFA, $3 million. OCIO, $1.8 million. And DHR, $1.6 million. Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund requests, fiscal year 2022. This section reviews all RIIF requests that are $500,000 or more. Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, DALS. The DALS is requesting $5 million for the Renewable Fuels Infrastructure Program. Department of Administrative Services, DAS. The DAS is requesting $20 million for major maintenance. This request is a previously enacted appropriation for major maintenance for fiscal year 2022. The DAS is requesting $2 million for routine maintenance. This request is a standing appropriation. Department of Corrections, DOC. The DOC is requesting $36.7 million for major maintenance projects on facilities. Department of Cultural Affairs, DCA. The DCA is requesting $1 million for Great Places Infrastructure Grants. The DCA is requesting $13.7 million for improvements to the State Historical Building, including replacement of the HVAC system, vapor barrier applications, fire alarm security system upgrades, and other repairs and renovations. The projects will also include improvements to collection storage, archive digitization, other technology, and exhibits. Iowa Economic Development Authority, IEDA, previously enacted appropriations. The IEDA is requesting $1 million for the Vacant State Buildings Rehabilitation Fund. This request is a previously enacted appropriation for fiscal year 2022. The IEDA is requesting $1 million for the Vacant State Building Demolition Fund. This request is a previously enacted appropriation for fiscal year 2022. The IEDA is requesting $5 million for community and attraction tourism grants. The IEDA is requesting $500,000 for regional sports authorities. Department of Human Services, DHS. The DHS is requesting $15.9 million in total to address a number of major maintenance needs across DHS facilities. Listed projects include improvements to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, tunnel repairs, HVAC repairs, boiler replacement, elevator repairs, steam infrastructure, window replacement, roof repairs, parking lots, masonry repairs, and other repairs. The DHS is requesting $500,000 for infrastructure improvements to ChildServe. This request is a previously enacted appropriation for fiscal year 2022. Iowa Finance Authority, IFA. The IFA is requesting $3 million for the State Housing Trust Fund. This is a standing appropriation. Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, ILEA. The ILEA is requesting $550,000 to resurface existing parking lot areas. Department of Natural Resources, DNR. The DNR is requesting $500,000 for the water trails and low head dam programs. The DNR is requesting $9.6 million for the lake restoration and water quality programs. The DNR is requesting $2 million for state parks infrastructure improvements. Department of Public Defense, DPD. The DPD is requesting $2.1 million for armory and facilities maintenance. The DPD is requesting $4 million to renovate readiness centers. The DPD is requesting $550,000 for ongoing maintenance at Camp Dodge. Department of Public Safety, DPS. The DPS is requesting $4.1 million to fund the lease payment on equipment related to the Iowa statewide interoperable communications system. The final payment for this system will be in fiscal year 2026. Board of Regents, previously enacted appropriations include $13.4 million for Iowa State University ISU Student Innovation Center and remains unchanged, $12.5 million for the ISU Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory and remains unchanged, $13 million for the University of Northern Iowa Industrial Technology Center and remains unchanged. Other requests, the board is requesting $28.1 million for tuition replacement. The board is requesting $30 million to address deferred maintenance and safety improvements. Department of Transportation, the DOT is requesting $2.5 million for recreational trail grants. The DOT is requesting $1.5 million for public transit infrastructure grants. The DOT is requesting $2 million for the Railroad Revolving Loan and Grant Program. The DOT is requesting $1.9 million for commercial aviation infrastructure grants. And the DOT is requesting $1 million for general aviation grants. Technology Reinvestment Fund, TRF requests, fiscal year 2022. This section reviews all TRF requests that are $500,000 or more. Department of Corrections, DOC. The DOC has requested $2.4 million for Wi-Fi network replacement and several facilities, building automation systems, fire suppression, and alarm systems. Office of Chief Information Officer, OCIO. The OCIO has requested $1.8 million to replace the data center in the Hoover Building. Department of Education, the department is requesting $2.7 million to fund the cost of leases for the Iowa Communications Network. The department is requesting $600,000 to fund the licensing costs for the statewide education data warehouse. Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board, the board is requesting $500,000 to upgrade its web-based reporting system. Department of Human Rights, the department is requesting $1.4 million for the criminal justice information system. Department of Human Services, DHS. The DHS is requesting $1.6 million for medical technology. This request is a previously enacted appropriation. This appropriation is 1 year in an 8-year series of currently enacted appropriations that total $10.8 million. Iowa Public Broadcasting Service, the Iowa PBS, is requesting $2 million to replace existing equipment. Department of Public Safety, DPS. The DPS is requesting $600,000 to replace a criminal history record system. Department of Revenue, the department is requesting $4.1 million to modernize and integrate all systems related to tax collection. And Secretary of State, the Secretary of State is requesting $1.4 million to update the voter registration system. This request is a previously enacted appropriation. Pursuant to Iowa Code Section 8.35A, the Department of Management has until November 15 to finalize and adjust any final budget records or department requests. Additional information may be found on the Legislative Services Agency webpage. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Austin Brinks, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2200, and Adam Broick, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-8223.